Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Inspector Keshvi Nair, Public Relations Officer and Spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs, joining us on the line. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. These stories, to say that they're heartbreaking doesn't even do them justice. They're very hard to read. Why are we seeing this happening?
Well, I'm not really sure. I can't really answer for why people do what they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if I had to just give a general comment on why this is happening, I think it's because a lot of people fail to recognize that animals are actually sentient beings, and more often than not, they're just seen as objects, as possessions, especially farm animals. I'm not taking anything away from domestic animals or wild animals, because they also suffer in their own right and respect, but it's especially the farm animals that get taken as objects or as possessions, because, you know, they are used for...
Well, they're income producers, I guess, as you would machinery, because
yes,
they're income producing. Mm.
Exactly.
These stories, are they coming to light more now? Are we more sensitive to it and therefore reporting on it? Or has there been an increase in these types of incidents?
I think for us at Council and across the SPCA movement as a whole, it's very sad to say, but it's nothing new to us. You know, these cases, they've come to light often. I will say, though, that maybe in the media, more people are becoming cognizant to animal welfare and animal suffering, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's being brought to light more often now in the public eye, which, again, I'll say is a very good thing.
Mm. I would imagine that there's no blanket rule that fits everybody in the country. We've got people in homes who are being cruel to their animals. We've got people in farms. We've got people in different areas. How do you create awareness, education amongst different types of communities, all with their own specific nuances?
Well, there's many different ways that we go about that when we receive cruelty complaints. I think there's a very big misconception with the SPCA movement as a whole that, you know, we're just out to get the public, and it's really not the case. You find that more often than not, especially in domestic cases, animals are suffering because people don't know better. So when we go out to cruelty complaints, we will take that opportunity to educate the owner and say, okay, your dog is on a chain, for example. This is why you shouldn't do chaining, and this is how you should restrain your animal if it needs to be restrained, or this is what you can do to make the animal's life better. And then we also do it proactively as well. We have our training unit or our specialized units that will go out to universities and give lectures, especially with people who are studying things that have to do with animals. We have social media as well, where we will put out informative pieces and say, hey, you know what, this is what you can and cannot do, or this is what we advise you do in the best interest of animal welfare. So it's reactive and proactive work that we do to go out and educate. And one of the things that we do proactively is when we do go out, as you said, into rural communities, it's there that we will also take the opportunity during an outreach to go out into the community and educate those people on their donkeys, on their dogs, their traction animals, their farm animals, on what it is that they are doing incorrectly and what they can do to make it better.
Mm. We're also seeing stories around government ministers who aren't necessarily behaving the way they should in terms of cruelty to animals. How do you deal with that? That's got to be quite a difficult situation. You don't necessarily want to name and shame people. Mm. You don't, because the goal is really simply about the animals. But at the same time, they shouldn't be afforded protection because of their political their political position. That must be quite a difficult thing for you to navigate.
Let me start by saying that, you know, it's very disappointing when people who are in positions of leadership. You have the whole country looking to you.
Absolutely.
It's very disappointing when you are the person that's abusing animals, because, you know, people who really do look up to you will then take that as encouragement to do that to their own animals. And, well, if a minister is doing it, why can't I? So it's very disappointing when somebody who's in a position of power and leadership is doing such horrible things to animals. And exactly like you said, you know, the law favors nobody. If you are found contravening the act, you will be dealt with according to the act. There is no such thing as, well, you're a minister or you're a counselor or whatever the case is. that will exempt you from the law. If you've contravened the act, you will be dealt with according to the act.
Are you managing to follow through on a lot of these prosecutions? Is that your role to follow through on them?
Yes, I would say so. I know that there's been a lot of talk of the live export, but if you look at the live export, for example, and I don't want to go too much into that, but we will, you know, if it stops at the High Court level, we'll go to the Supreme Court of Appeal. Right. If it doesn't go well there, we'll take it to the Concord. Right. We will follow it through until the very end because no animal should be left to suffer.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. How has it been in terms of lockdown, COVID, in the last year? I don't know if I'm noticing it, maybe just because that's how my algorithm works, but I'm seeing a lot of people posting things, this, you know, for animal rescue, would you, you know, adopt this animal? I mean, this is more on the domestic side, but I'm certainly seeing more of it, and I don't know if that's because, as I say, Facebook has algorithms, or if this has become more of a problem.
Well, I think that would be a question better put to our local societies, as they're the ones who deal with adoptions. But I will say that the SPCA movement as a whole, so the NSPCA and all of our member societies, we continued operating as an essential service throughout lockdown from March last year up until now, still dealing with cruelty, still dealing with animals, keeping the shelters open. And I think it's now more than ever that, you know, we do say to the public, you know, please, we need your assistance during this time. I mean, if it's hard for you, you can imagine how difficult it must be for us. I do think that, you know, maybe adoptions would have increased because a lot more people are working from home, and they now have the time to you know, have a companion animal and keep them company. Especially now, since people are working from home.
Yeah. I can tell you, in an environment that that I'm involved in, there's been a significant increase in adoptions, in animal adoptions over the last year. And it's wonderful to see because people are coming onto these Zoom meetings and calls with their animals. And it's actually wonderful. In fact, so much so that there's even been questions. I'm involved on the people side, and a lot of the teams are saying, well, when we go back to the office, can we find a way to bring our pets with us? I know my one son lives overseas. He works overseas, and he's allowed to take his dog with him to work, so he doesn't leave him alone in an apartment. So it's geared for it. And we're starting to see these questions. Now, this is the first time ever I recall people saying, you know, is this something that we could look at? And I think that's quite wonderful. I'm not saying that we'll be able to find a solution for it, but it is wonderful that people are being sensitive to that.
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree 100%.
It's a very, very, very important conversations. Yes. Inspector Keshvi Nair, Public Relations Officer and Spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs. Just keep doing the amazing work that you are doing on behalf of all of us, because it's not just an animal thing. This is a human thing. This says more about us than it does about anything else. It is 8:58. Thank you for chatting to us.